our walk with Jesus. I'm going to use a lot of, y'all can calm down, musicians, just go ahead and relax, and you can have a seat if you like, because this morning I'm going to use a lot of scripture, and this morning, if you would, just receive the word of God as we would talk to you. But as believers, one of the things we have to ask is, as disciples and students and followers, are we actually following God? This meaning to this morning, to follow him means to, am I following his teaching? Am I following Christ's attitude, his instruction, his command? Am I walking like him in this life that I'm living? We who claim to be Christians, we do have to understand and also understand, am I doing my deeds according to Christ? Can we truly say I'm walking in the footsteps of the one that saved me? We have to ask ourselves these questions. And we can't always wait until we get to church to ask ourselves, am I doing right by God? I want at least a few of y'all to be with me. You can't wait until things are lined up or things are going wrong and ask God, what do I need to do different? As believers, we need to constantly ask ourselves, what am I doing? And it is God, through Christ, pleased with us. Again, I want to emphasize that we're going to talk about several scriptures this morning. It may not be a high time as we know it, but I believe it's a powerful time. In the book of Matthew, please don't stand, but you can follow me, and I've already given this to Julius, so you can follow on the screen. In the book of Matthew, the fourth chapter and the 18th verse, it says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Next scripture we'll read for you is in Mark 1:19. When he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat, mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father, Zebedee, in the boat with the hired servant and went after him. In John's Gospel, the first chapter, verse 43, the following day Jesus went to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, follow me. Matthew 9:9 says, and Jesus passed from there. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. In Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to his disciple, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, I don't have to tell you what the subject is this morning, but I'm going to help you because you got part of it. The subject this morning is faith to follow. Faith to follow. I wonder what our response would be if Jesus invited us this morning like he did his disciples. Jesus didn't make any kind of promises to many, although he told some things to the others, but he told them just two words, follow me. Well, I'm sure that many of us do if somebody asks you to follow. First of all, you know, do you know the way? Amen. Because I've been lost traveling in my car, And sometimes folk will say, you know, you stop and ask somebody, do you know how to get to this certain place? Before, this is before GPS now. GPS can even mess you up. But now there are times when we ask people, you know, do you know how to get to this certain place? And they'll tell you that, yeah, I know how to get there. I know exactly where you're going. I know exactly where this place is. All I want you, just follow me. First and foremost, you got to believe this person know what they're talking about. If I'm going to follow you, I'm committed to your, under your submission, under your authority to follow you. Every turn that car make, I turn. Every stop that car make, I stop. I follow them to reach my destiny. Jesus said this to you and I am the way. I don't know about you, but one day my ultimate goal is to be with God. Am I the only one? My ultimate desire is that when my life here on earth is over, I want to be in the presence of God. I want to know who know how to get there. Jesus said this to us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to go through the Father, go see the Father, you got to go through me. I'm the way now. If Jesus is the way, so if I'm going to follow him, I got to commit myself to him and his leadership. Are y'all with me? Now, in many of these texts that we're going to find out that, first of all, you can't depend on somebody else to make your decision. You can't do it because somebody else do. You have to make this decision for yourself. Now, please don't leave here thinking that Jesus called everybody and it was a favorable answer or response, because if you listen and look at Luke 9:59, it said, then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go bury my father. First, let me go bury my father. Watch this. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead. But you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one have put his hand to the plow and look back is fit for the kingdom of God. That's in Luke 9:59 through 62. You ain't fit for the kingdom if you put your hands to the plow. This is the message that many of us need to understand. If you're in a position to follow Christ, he calls the shots. He calls the shot, saints of God. So if you look at Luke 18:20, Jesus said to them, Jesus heard these things and he said to them, you still lacking one thing, he said to that young man. He said, sell that all that you have, distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come follow me. But when the man heard this, he became very sorrowful because he had too much stuff. I can't follow you, Jesus. I love my bed too much this morning. This is what I do. This is the only day I get a chance to relax. But why you want to relax on the Lord? This is the time. This is the heightening of a believer's time. There's a song out that says, I just can't wait this Sunday. I just can't wait this Sunday because I'm going to church and be with the saints, going to be there, and we're just going to have a Holy Ghost time when we get on Sunday. How many of you are excited about Sunday morning? That's because I definitely know you ain't excited about Monday. But you ought to be excited about Monday because I get an opportunity not only to demonstrate to the unbeliever and let the Lord by the Holy Spirit see that I'm not just saying this, but my action is followed, but I also get to come and get instructions from my God because he's the one I'm following. Type stuff. Faith to follow. Faith is an action word. If you say you love me, he said you will keep my commandments. And saints of God, some of us are just pitiful when it comes down to being obedient to God. Well, how many of us realize we just throw God something and say, Lord, you ought to be pleased with that? That's what we say to him. We don't even accept that ourselves. You can keep that. That's what we're telling. And I'm pretty sure in many ways, God is saying that you're pitiful and you need to work on that. Hallelujah. Tight in here, isn't it? It's very tight. Listen what it says in the Word of God in Luke 18. It says, and when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter into the kingdom of God. For it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom. And those who heard the same, they said, who then can be saved? Who then can be saved? But he said, the things which are impossible with men are impossible as possible with God. So I want to encourage you this morning, because if your faith walk is not where it is, you just have to trust God that, Lord, bring me up to where I need to be. Strengthen me. Encourage me in my mind and my spirit that I'm going to do better in the things of God, because I want to walk in the goodness of God. I want to walk in the privilege of knowing that God is ahead of me in all things I do. And see, the people of God will understand something when you walk in the presence of God. Still, things are not going to be perfect, but you're working and striving toward perfection. Here is something that I had an opportunity to talk with a young boy this morning, a little smart fella, and very, very intelligent, very, very articulate. I just enjoy our time together. But what he knew, he understood who Jesus was. Now, he's put himself in a position to grow in the things of God. Because how many of us realize once you begin to follow Jesus, he'll show you things along the way? Now you may not catch this even in the preaching this morning, but you understand something. If you walk with the Lord, God will reveal things to you you've never seen before. He'll show you a different side of situations that you thought was dark and dim and you couldn't find your way. But by walking with God, he makes things that look impossible possible. When you thought that you couldn't make it, when you thought that this would be the end, when you thought that this news was the worst news, God will show you that I can turn that very thing around and make it look better. I don't know everybody's situations here, but I know God enough to know that God can turn things around. And it's in his own time, but you got to be in the fellowship now. One of the other things you got to remember in this, that when God called these brothers, they were doing something. They were doing something. Most of them were fishermen. And for those of you fish, you just can't call fish. You can't call fish. I've been fishing. I ain't much at it. I don't do that. But I know one thing. You can't go out and say, all right, fish, come on. Jump in on this hook or jump in this bucket. It just don't work that way. You have to work at their craft. Amen. Believers got to understand. Listen, I'm committed my life to the Lord. I got to work at this thing. Work at getting myself in a position to be used by God, that I can be a product in his kingdom. Oh, y'all hear me here. Many of us have already, we stuck. On what we think how life is. The Bible said that if you're going to follow me, first deny yourself. Preach, God. Preach up in here. Because what we understand, we are our worst enemy. You point at other people, point at yourself. You're your worst enemy. You're in the way for God to bless you. You won't step out of your norm, the things that you're used to, the custom, your comfort. You hold tight to that and walk in that. But God said, if you follow me, you're going to come out of your comfort, because you're going to go places you've never been. I'm going to show you things that you've never seen. Hallelujah. Peter had an opportunity to see some things. John had an opportunity to see some things. And then God did something so dynamic in them. He told them, now, not only am I calling you as fishermen, but I'm calling you to be fishers of men. Folk don't understand the fullness of that. God said, I didn't call you to sit down. I call you to go out and make others. Fishermen like you are. And I don't know about you, but when I look at the one I'm following, I can see things, incredible things, supernatural things that I've never seen before. I've never seen nobody dead and got up. Oh, you ain't helping me preaching this morning, but that's okay, But I want you to understand, I've never seen somebody blind and they put sight back into their eyes. I've never seen them tell a person that was sick that you were healed in Jesus' name. I don't know about you, but I've never experienced that before. But when I follow him, I want everybody to understand this more than that is possible. Your situation, God can make it possible. Your burdens, God can lift you up. Your hardships. How many know God can make it a place where you can rejoice in knowing that, Lord, I remember. But now, because after keeping my hand in your hand, you brought me out of something. Prayer become more prevalent when you pray in the Spirit of God, because Jesus even was an example for us to pray. You see, when you pray, you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name. Anybody in here realize that we're speaking to one who's holy? Anybody in this room realize we're speaking to one who can do anything but fail? Anybody in this room understand when you have a talk with Jesus, he'll make everything all right. But you got to follow him. In reading this scripture, we can clearly hear that there are responses that demonstrate faith. Mother Jackson, I know you a fisherman. Deacon Harris and Brother Sammy and many others of you who fish. Along came a man. And the Bible said he wasn't much to look at. That's what the Bible says. But when he spoke, when he said something, folk, listen. Deacon, you might have had one on your hook. You might say, oh, this is the one. I've been trying to get this rascal. Oh, I got him. Drop it and follow me. The Bible says they immediately dropped what they were doing and began to follow him. Faith will bring you to a place to know that, listen, because he said it, I don't fully understand it. But because he said it, I'm going to trust in what he said. And by me saying I trust what he said, it comes with action. I drop it and follow him. Now, let me tell you what happened in our society. Hold up, Jesus. Man, you don't know. Hey, I've been trying to catch this one. But hold on. But let me tell you what Jesus is doing. He's constantly moving. Because if you want to miss out on your blessing, how many know somebody is waiting to be blessed? Somebody in this room need a blessing from the Lord. So when God called you by name, you say, Lord, here I am, your servant, ready to be used for your glory. If you need somebody, Lord, send me. I don't have to put things aside. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going to let the devil know that I know who's calling me. And because he's calling me, I'm going to get off my loins and follow God. Oh, y'all know how things can be. The Bible says, here one of them says, well, bid me first to go back and say farewell to those at my house. That ain't what God called you to do. God said, follow him. And for all these people in this room this morning who got this thing about signing spiritual, let me pray about it. All you saying is, let me contemplate in myself how I'm going to handle it or whether or not I'm going to handle it. But you got to be in a position to say, Lord, if you say call, I'm gone. Based on faith in knowing who you are and knowing what you are, I'm following you. And as we go and look at this thing, listen, I want you to get the essence of this. And Jesus walked by the Galilee and saw two brothers, Peter and Andrew, doing what they do, casting out their nets. And when he said, follow them, he said to them, listen, I want you to understand, Jesus wasn't giving them an invitation. He was commanding them. A lot of people think they got this choice. Jesus commanded. Now, you got a choice to either answer yay or nay. But he's commanding us. For those who are going willing to do God's will, you got to remember, God has commanded me. Even in this assembly this morning, you are here because God has commanded, forsake not the assembly of yourself. So now when we come together, we're being obedient to God. And how many know when we're obedient to God, things come our way? Can I help somebody in here this morning? Things come our way when we're obedient to God. Watch what God says to them to encourage them. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. In other words, God was letting them know that I'm going to do great things through you. Well, I'm just fishing, but I'm going to give you a more valuable fish to catch. It's the souls of man. Dying men and women, God is saying to these fishermen who were sitting out there with their baits and lure them and tackle them. They didn't have no rods, probably poles and nets. But God was saying to them, I'm going to show you how to net souls. I'm going to show you how to captivate people and bring them to me. But first and foremost, you got to follow me. Because in order to be able to learn how to do the will of God, you got to be taught. And people of God stray away from being taught how to do the will of God. Listen, all of us can learn how to do formatical things in ceremonies. But how many know how to just raise up something in the Lord in the middle of suffering? How many of us know how to give God glory in the midst of misery? How many of us are willing to go out and help somebody when we need help ourselves? How many of us know how to bless people who talk about us, who scandalize us, who do all manner of things? How many of us still know how to raise a praise to God that we serve in spite of what our situations are? When people accept nothing, God say, you can offer me something. God will teach us how to do that. And even in the presentation this morning, Cain was making an announcement letting us know that although I may not get there with you, but that don't stop me from doing what I can do. Hallelujah, somebody. How many of you realize this morning that this could be your last day here on earth? But folk want to remember you. First of all, I know they love the Lord. It was evidence in their praise. It was evidence in how they walk with God. It was evidence in how they follow him. It was evidence how they seek the face of God that they love the Lord. I sing because I'm happy. Sing because it's free. The Bible says his eyes is on the sparrow. Now, listen to this. Now, everybody can't sing this, but I know the Lord watches me. Reason I know he watched me because I didn't deserve to be here. But because his grace and mercy took me to a level of knowing that life is still belong to you. Now that he's given me life, I give him back what he deserves. And now I know where my health and strength come from. I'll be able to let the Lord know that ever since I decided to follow you, that even sometimes the road get rough and things get tough, but God, you have been faithful to hold me up and to keep me in the midst of my fiery furnace. Now I know what I can say to others when they go through things that are out to bring you down. Faith is like, they said, knowing that stepping out on something when there don't appear to be nothing. Faith. Don't know. I don't know. Listen, how I'm going to follow something and you ain't tell me what I'm following? Be real in this house. You telling me to follow you? Follow you where? Where are we going? Tell me a little more than that. Now, y'all, father, y'all got to be real. You got to give me a little something more than that. Where are we going? You know what Jesus told one of the disciples when they asked him that way? He said, you know what? Because women want to follow me for things. You know what he told them? They want people who want to follow me for things. He said, foxes have holes. Birds got nests. But the Son of Man have no way to lay his head. In other words, if you follow me for things, I ain't got things, but he know what he's now. In essence, he said, he ain't got them, but he got possession of them. Oh, hallelujah. So, but because if you need shelter, how many know that he can be a shelter for you? If you need a little bling bling in your pocket, how many know God can make a chingle for you? I'm just being real in here. I'm understanding something. I got the greatest healer of them all because he can fix my body because he made me who I am. But how did you learn that? I learned that through following him.
I told y'all this once before as I prepared to leave. Somebody told me, say, you look like your daddy and you walk like your mama. I said, hold up, killer.
Something ain't right with, you know, I can kind of deal with looking like Domain, but walking like your mama? But you know what? Sometimes if you follow a person long enough and got your eyes on them long enough, you start imitating who they are. Am I getting somewhere? There's enough people in this room been walking with Jesus long enough that you start to talk like him. Glory, hallelujah. You start speaking things like Jesus. The impossible, you start speaking things like he did. When it looked like nothing's good going to come out of you, see something good. Oh, you got to see it this morning. How many know that even in the midst of mess, you got to see your situation going to change simply because Jesus is in the midst of it. And as long as he's in the mix, he can make things better than what they are. Do I have any witnesses in here? Anybody ever tried him for yourself? And to know that I've been with Jesus long enough to know that he'll make a way out of nowhere. I've been praising him long enough to know that the manifestation of glory is coming in my life. I've been walking with him long enough to know that my situations can change. How many know that the God that you serve is waiting to hear from you? I'm going to tell you this last little story and I'm going to leave you. It was Peter. Peter's mother was sick with high fever. Tough fever. And many of you know about fever. Fever make you delirious. Fever can make you feel like you don't know yourself. And the body now, Doc, help me out here now. When fever lasts so long, it starts impacting other organs. Am I in the right territory? I don't care if you say something. Fever can make your kidneys shut down and things not functioning. So you know how you just feel like nothing, just rotten. I call it your yucky feeling. Peter knew something. Peter been walking with the Lord long enough to know this wasn't too hard for him. How many of you walk with the Lord long enough to know that your situation ain't too hard? My God is able to do exceedingly. Do you believe that this morning? My God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly all that I can ask or even think. If I can just get them to Jesus, if I can get Jesus to say something over them, if I can get Jesus to say something, the Bible said, and Jesus spoke a word. Peter's mother-in-law had to get up just based on the word that he said. Peter understood something. He wouldn't have known that if he hadn't followed him, because he said, one day I seen him. He did some things, and Peter said, Lord, teach us how to do this thing. But he had to tell Peter first and foremost, listen, Peter, hold on now, because I know you quick to run with things. I want you to say something. First, when you get converted, you go back and now help convert your brothers and watch the power of God. Folk got to understand, God don't make you a powerful servant just for you can stand up and say you got it all right. You need to help somebody else. You need to let them know that the God that we serve, wherever you are, God is right there with you. Let them know that the same God that lifts you up can lift you up. Hallelujah, somebody. You got to let them know that I was too in the dark and the dungeons of life, but the Lord that I serve, he brought me up out of the muck and mire. And now I got a testimony telling how good my God is. But it all started out with faith. Faith to believe and a faith to follow. Until the Lord shows me different. And I believe that it's for the believers who are willing. Learn more of him. We ain't got it all. We talked about two people this morning. Two people. A perfect person and an imperfect. Now, I know everybody on this side might be perfect. And everybody in here kind of midway. That way you sitting there. Right hand, perfect. And these people over here, we praying for. That's what you ought to be saying. Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my seat right here. I am imperfect. The Lord's still working out some things. Lord, I may not walk right like you. But Lord, I know one thing, that if I stay with you long enough, I'm going to get better. I'm striving. Hallelujah. I'm looking back and putting them things behind me. But I'm striving to be better than what I am. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. I want all the perfect people who over here got it together. You don't have to worry about nothing because you're perfect. But for those of us who don't know him, we recognize that we got a long ways to go. And as I walk with him day by day, how many know I'm getting stronger? I'm getting better. Hallelujah. Every day I can see, I can peel off something. Where hate once abided, I got love in my heart. Where joy once left me, that peace come over me. Do I have any witnesses over here to understand something, that I'm not what I used to be, to the God be the glory, but perfect people? And then there were those who a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The Bible calls you the lukewarm group. And the Lord lets you know what I do with that which is lukewarm. I never knew you. So this morning, and you know, now y'all know I'm playing with y'all. All of us in this room imperfect. Don't y'all walk out here this morning and go home on the road and say, I'm perfect, I'm all right. Y'all better do it like we do it. Point over to me. Sister Sandra over there now, them the imperfect people. And Mother Washington, them imperfect people. And Lord, Sister English. She can't make up her mind. She a little bit of this. Because she was in the mediocrity. She was in the middle. But how many understand something, that if we didn't have Jesus over this whole room, if we didn't have the Lord, if we didn't have him, we would be doomed. Hallelujah.
Right.
But because we do have him, can we celebrate right there? Because we do have him.
Yes.
We got the hope of glory in all things. Can we celebrate God to know, because I do have him, I got an opportunity. I got the hope of glory. I got the joy of the Lord. I got the peace that surpasses all understanding. I got joy in my heart because of him. And my faith to follow him put me in a position to be called his child. Hallelujah. And saints of God, we talked about something this morning that just blessed my spirit, and the spirit of the room had peace. When we all come to a place, you can take this home and put it in your own home and try it there. First place to start is at home. That there is only one righteous judge, and he's the perfect one. And his name is Jesus. And the Bible tells us that what we judge one another on, that is what we're going to be judged on. So get out of the judging business. He said, just love one another. He said, let the wheat and the tares just grow together. Hallelujah. And when we get there, peace. Anybody ever been in a situation like I've been in this week, and sometimes you say, don't say, you want to say something, but the Holy Spirit said, hush. Just leave it be. Just leave it be. You know what? I ain't going to make nobody mad. I'm just going to say something, but the tone that you say it. And what you say, you got some undercurrent stuff working in the behalf of the enemy. Y'all ain't helping me here. It may not sound nasty, but there's some undercurrent stuff in there that you know ain't right. And you want to release it in the atmosphere, and the Holy Spirit say, peace, be still. Father, we thank you so much.